Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal.
And I'm John Huckenberry. An anniversary and a bit of a milestone, or an update, you might call it. It's Kosovo's one-year birthday today. Well, that's absurd in one sense. The history of Kosovo goes back many, many centuries. But as an independent nation, independent from Yugoslavia, it turns 1 year old today. It was the seventh state to emerge from former Yugoslavia. And 1 year ago, a lot of skeptics didn't give much credit to the chances that Kosovo would have as a nation going it alone. Of course, the war that was fought over Kosovo back in the 90s, you may recall. Helen Fox joins us now, BBC correspondent in Pristina, where she joins us from. Helen, first of all, what are people thinking about this anniversary? And the skeptics were wrong in one sense, even if things aren't terribly rosy.
Well, John, there's a real carnival atmosphere here in Pristina. Thousands of ethnic Albanians are heading to the city centre, waving Kosovo's new flag. There's lots of banners saying happy birthday. Cars are going past, tooting their horns, also waving the flags of Kosovo, as well as flags from the EU and the US, because people feel very strongly allied and thankful to the EU and the US for their support in Kosovo's push for independence. But you're right, this is people here will have mixed emotions as they celebrate this moment. For while Kosovo's independence has been recognised by more than 50 countries and most of the EU, it still hasn't quite been recognised by as many countries as Kosovo would like, and crucially, Serbia and its close ally Russia still vehemently oppose Kosovo's independence declaration.
Is Kosovo's existence itself a complication in actually joining the EU as a full member? I mean, it would be probably too much to expect that that would happen in the first year, but that's got to be a goal of the people in Kosovo.
Yeah, this is a top priority for Kosovo, but it's something that's unlikely to happen for many years to come. This is what Kosovo is pushing towards. But you're right to raise questions about Kosovo's existence. Kosovo now has its own constitution, which says that the government of Kosovo, based here in Pristina, is in charge. But it's unable to exert its authority over the Serb-dominated parts of Kosovo. That makes up about a quarter of the territory. And essentially, those areas are controlled by Belgrade. That's where the Kosovo Serbs live. And they say that Kosovo is still part of Serbia. They look to Belgrade for control. And so this place enters its anniversary celebrations with question mark over what is Kosovo and what its independence has achieved.
And in connection with the Serb minority, I mean, there were these predictions that they would leave. I mean, what is their position? Are they sort of integrated into a much larger community, or are they sort of mainly living in Serb enclaves?
The majority of Kosovo Serbs are living in enclaves, and the nightmare scenario of many Kosovo Serbs leaving following independence hasn't happened. Many are living here, but they say that they are too scared to go to ethnic Albanian areas. And,
and
they will not be celebrating today.
The nation is 1 year old, but still divided, as Helen Fox points out, BBC correspondent in Pristina, Kosovo. Thank you, Helen.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.